Amazing. Okay. Yeah, I'm very honored. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're leaving on Monday, by the way.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
Okay, excellent. Skyach, wow. Okay, so we mentioned here that we were Yishbat Yasrim Benos Yerushalayim, and this actually connects to what we were just learning, Nefesh HaChaim. In Pasuk Ches, Parakei, it says that we're in the base of Mikdash, but we're feeling very cold, and we don't feel it because Hashem doesn't have His Shechinah present the same way. And then, so we're walking around, we don't know what's going on. Hikuni, Ptsauni, we're getting hit from all the sides, we don't know what's going on. So what do? We find the Bnei Yerushalayim, which are the Yud Beis Malachim, Shasoyvi Bnei Yerushalayim Yamala, and we tell them, Im Timtzu Es Doidi, if you found my beloved one, if you see Hashem, Matagidulai, what are you going to tell him? So, I would say, if you want to tell him something, tell him, Hikuni Ptsauni. Tell him we're suffering. You know, I found the direct line. I found my lobbyist into the king. We have this relationship. And he brought us back, but he's really still hiding from us. And I don't know what's going on. And Hikuni Ptsauni, Nosus Rudidi Me'alai Shamei Achoimus, I have no protection anymore. And it's just not a good matziv, right? So, if it would be me, I would say, if you see Hashem up there, matagidulai, mikol hatzaras shehim tzuni. What are you going to tell him about the tzaras, about all of our suffering? Zak the pasuk. No, don't tell him anything. Shecholas ahava ani. Just tell him that I miss him. Just tell him that I'm suffering, that he's not here. That's how the girl learns. So it's the exact same Nefesh HaChaim concept.
Exactly.
Nefesh HaChaim's concept in tefillah is you're never davening about your own personal pain. What you're davening is, there's a few levels in it, but what you're davening is, on the basic level, is that it's not about my pain, but my pain is a sign that you're distant from the world. Because when Hashem is in the world present, there could be no room for pain. So Hashem's hashpah of toiv doesn't allow for pain. So if there is pain present, it's because you're not present. So why are you davening about the specific? Daven, Hashem, come close to the world, express yourself in the world, and if you express yourself in the world, the pain will go away. So that's mamish this pasuk, according to the Gra. Matagidulai mikol hatzara shehim tziuni. All these tzaras that I have, what are you going to tell him? I have a direct line to the king. Al tagidulai yoyse. Don't tell him. Rak, only tell him one thing. Shecholas ahava ani. That I miss him. It's an amazing pasuk. Very strong pasuk. Yeah, you ready for the Negev Nachama? By the Kumsis, you stop, you say this part, you say this part, and then you sing the Negev again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Matagidu. Yeah, so the main thing is that the relationship with Hashem, that's what we want. The pain is the pain. But that's not what we're going to hound you about.
Miss your presence.
Yeah. That's this passage. Shekholat Ahava Ani. And then we start talking about how much the relationship with Hashem means to us. Ma doideich mi doid hayafa banoshim. So the nations that we asked, according to Rashi, Hishbat Yisrael Menos Yerushalayim means I'm talking to the nations of the world. But the Bereis Yerushalayim ask Klal Yisrael, what are you waiting around for? Ma doide, your beloved one. I mean, he hasn't been so beloved. Well, let's just, you know, if you're in a relationship, this, like, What are you waiting for? No, you have to understand. He really loves me. Well, I don't look like it.
This is my man started going and all the, that was the whole debate. That was the...
Yeah, exactly. So the nation's always, Ma doideich mi doid. What makes him so special? Right? And Ma doideich mi doid, shekach ish batanu. So, why are you so busy with this? You want us to tell him, Shechol HaSahava, honey? Why are you so busy with this? What's so special? Zak the Goyin. So they ask the same question twice. Echad, one is, Mama Re'ehu Shal Doidech. What is his appearance? Hayafa Banashim, Lefish Yisrael, Fiul Achar Chorban, Roi Tzvim HaChavetim, Lias Noim B'Toy, V'Mesim Toiv. So what makes him appropriate for you? You're beautiful. You're doing stuff. Well, what's he doing for you? So, like, you have in the Nimshal, in the Moshal, so the lady's waiting around, beautiful woman, and she's waiting around, she's knocking door to door. Did you see this? Look, he left you. Just move on. What are you waiting around for this guy? That's the simple pshat. So the nations of the world are saying, what makes it a good shidduch for you? You're beautiful. What's he? Ma doideich mi doid, pirish zesh she'ilah shni. And second of all, what did he do for you? So first of all, shekachich matan. First of all, who is he? What makes him special? And second of all, what did he ever do for you that you're waiting around for him? Pretty strong questions. And these are the questions that the nations of the world have been asking us for the whole galus. Hmm. Just come on, jump. What are you waiting? What are you? Just join us already. No. We're gonna get redemption one day, guys. It's been 2,000 years. Move on.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. So now the rest of the psukim here are going to describe the beauty that we are, that we see in our relationship with Hashem. Doidi, my beloved one, is tzach v'odaim, is smooth and colorful. Dogul mervava, he's uplifted. Nidgal b'chayol is harbe, he's always surrounded by soldiers. This is the simple meaning. Meaning she's talking about he has a nice face coloring, and he's a very dignified person, that he has a whole army with him at all times.
Entourage.
So what is this referring to as far as the Kodesh Baruch is concerned? What's the mashal? So, Choyshev Kan Kol Hashir Koyim of Ha'inyin Shel Hashir Kodesh Baruch Hu Nistar V'Nigla. Okay? This is a very big Nefesh HaChaim concept. As we know, Nefesh HaChaim grows. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two aspects to him. He's Nistar and Nigla. Nistar and Nigla. Nistar means he's hidden. Nigla means he's revealed. Nistar means that Atma, he's revealed as far as he himself. Like we always say, Nefesh HaChaim. You never can describe Hashem himself. We never talk about Hashem himself, what he really is. We have no concept of that. But Nigla is how he interacts with the world. Right? From his Hashkacha Pratis. So when we say Hashem is Rachamon, we don't say Hashem means he is merciful. It means Hashem
has the
attribute of acting with mercy. V'chol ha'ilomais mikisei kavod l'mata hu nikra shir koima. Kikol ha'ilomais biyachad him shir koima. All the worlds are the height of Hashem. Okay? And he's mashgiach on all of them. So we're talking about from the Kisei HaKavod and down. Okay, you're bringing down Kabbalistic concepts here.
Sooner than your Shir Kaima.
Okay. Doidi tzach b'mitzvahs esei v'adum b'mitzvahs lois hasei dogum rvava shu nikr b'rvava shalivayin rachat Torah yeh shivim panim v'chol echad v'echad shishim riboy panim v'oi se'a panim shalom ha'kosh baruch imoish ha'bein ala v'sham akulam v'nikr mikol ha'merkava shalai. He's dogul me'rvava. He is surrounded by a rvava. Rvava is what? Tens of thousands. So legions. Where is Hashem surrounded by tens of thousands of legions? He's surrounded in the Torah itself. Why? Because the Gro says every part of Torah has 70 explanations. Shivim Panim LaTorah. There's 70 ways to explain every piece of Torah that we know. But then he says something I didn't know. Each one of the 70 has 600,000 ways to understand it.
600,000.
Because every Jew has his way of understanding all 70.
Yeah.
Right? Which is true. Yeah. Every Jew so has his way of understanding
that part of it.
The 600,000. Right? The 70.
The 600.
So therefore, he's surrounded with Revava. He's surrounded with these million amounts of Torah. That's why Torah is always endless. Right. And every Shurish and Neshama understands Torah a certain way. I heard from a Reisman one time that he said, what's Pshat? You have some people, some Rabbanim, that they learn a Gemara and they always come out lenient on whatever question, and some always come out strict. So he said, it's not the Torah's emes. They're all looking for the emes. Samarav is looking for less emes than Ramosha.
No.
They're both looking for the emes. Ramosha is looking for the less emes. So how could it be? So then you have negias to find the leniency. You have negias to find the akula. Chomer? How is it possible? It's not that you have negias. It's the pshat is that the Torah is a spiritual entity which is connected to your neshama. Every person's neshama comes from a different place. So you actually do understand it differently. And if your Shurish neshama comes from a place that this is the way you understand, you will understand it that way. And that's the emes. Because Torah is meant to be understood in that way, by that type of neshama. And by this type of neshama, the Torah is meant to be understood this way. And they're totally both true. Right. So, after tomorrow's share, I guess we will say I'm from the Chumrah Neshama. But anyway, okay. So that's what he's saying over here. Tzach v'adam, Dogel Mervava. So we're going to get into some powerful psukim. Okay? Shkach. Shkach, doctor.